Sight Concern Worcestershire, Volunteer Newsletter, Spring 2022. Contents: Introduction, Volunteers Get Together 2022, Volunteer Tech Team, Volunteer Zoom Meeting, Gardening Volunteers, Spotlight on Volunteers, Share Why You Volunteer. Hi everyone, I hope you have had a good start to the year. We have been very pleased to welcome several new volunteers to Sight Concern Worcestershire, as there are still lots of referrals coming in for support. If you, or anyone you know, could offer some time as a befriender, from just a couple of hours a fortnight, please contact me. I am always happy to talk through what is involved with no commitment necessary. As always, thank you for all that you do. It is hugely appreciated by our clients, our trustees, and the staff team. Jackie Murrell, Volunteer Coordinator. Item 1, Volunteers Get Together 2022. We were delighted to be joined by around 40 volunteers at our recent meeting at Bennett's Willow Barn in Worcester. We enjoyed catching up with everyone over cakes, kindly donated by Waitrose, before hearing from Adj, our technology coordinator, about how technology can support people with a visual impairment. One volunteer commented on how interesting it was to hear about Adj's personal experience of using Braille in the education system, as well as technology available as standard on many smartphones, tablets, and laptops. If you know or support a client who would like to know more about what is available, please give Adj a call on 01905 723 245 or email a.ahmed@sightconcern.co.uk. Item 2. Volunteer Tech Team Coming Soon. Some of you will have met Adj, our technology coordinator, at our recent volunteer meeting. We would now like to develop a volunteer tech team to offer short-term follow-up support to our clients to get to grips with new technology. We are looking for people who are enthusiastic about gadgets and technology, competent using smartphones and tablets, confident downloading and using apps, familiar with using smart speakers such as Echo devices, comfortable using Windows on a computer. Volunteers need to be patient, keen to help others, and comfortable visiting a client at home to offer the support needed. Adj will train each volunteer about the accessibility options on these devices, so no prior knowledge of accessibility is required. If you know someone who could support our clients with visual impairment to use technology, please ask them to contact Jackie on 07570 323 913 or email j.murrell, M-U-R-R-A-L-L, at sightconcern.co.uk for further info. Adj would also be happy to have an informal chat about the role with them. Item 3, Volunteer Zoom Meeting. Our next volunteer support meeting will take place on Wednesday, 11th of May at 11 a.m. It is an opportunity to meet some of our newer volunteers and catch up with those who have been involved with us for a while. Please let Jackie know if you would like to join us, and she will send the joining instructions out nearer the time. You can also dial in by phone if you are not able to join by video. Item 4. Gardening Volunteers Wanted. Do you enjoy gardening, but maybe don't have access to your own garden? The garden at our Bradbury Centre in Worcester needs a spring tidy-up, and we would be grateful if there is anyone who can help, especially now that the weather is getting better. If you are interested, please call Jo on 01905 723 245 or email info@sightconcern.co.uk. Item 5, Spotlight on Volunteers. Two of our long-standing volunteers have kept up the spirits of our Bromsgrove support group members since the first lockdown in March 2020. Enid Bishop, who has volunteered for Sight Concern for the past 9 years, and Jess Greenhuff, who has volunteered with us for 29 years, were both regular helpers at the Bromsgrove group. When the group had to close, they both stayed in contact with all the members, calling them regularly to make sure they were okay. When restrictions lifted, Enid rallied round everyone together for a monthly gathering in Wetherspoon's garden, later moving indoors when the weather got colder. At a time when everyone was really struggling with the tedium and monotony that had become part of daily life, this support network was a massive boost to everyone's mental health. Here is what some of our regulars have said. They have been quite brilliant, always wanting to help and keeping us happy. We would have been quite lost without them. Pat Adams. Kath Solly, whom Enid met several times at the bus stop to help her cross a busy road, said, "Both Enid and Jess have done remarkably well, keeping us all together. They have both been golden." Nalda Taylor, who hadn't been out of the house for months, was really grateful for the calls and encouragement, and after a long time recovering from a fall, ventured out again and joined her friends. "They have been brilliant keeping in touch with us all. It was always nice to hear a friendly voice." Hazel Guest. From all of us at Sight Concern Worcestershire, a big thank you to Enid and Jess for keeping everyone going. We couldn't do what we do without our valuable volunteers. Item 6. Share why you volunteer for Sight Concern Worcestershire. We are always on the lookout for more volunteers, and a great way of giving as much information as possible to prospective volunteers is through the experiences of our current volunteers. Would you like to share why you volunteer and what you enjoy about it? If so, we will then use it as a testimonial in our marketing and on the Sight Concern Worcestershire website. Please contact Adam Thomas, Communications and Engagement Manager, for further information. His email is a.thomas@sightconcern.co.uk. We hope you enjoy reading this edition of the volunteering newsletter. You can also listen to an audio version on our website. If you need a copy in larger print or a screen reader version, please call us on 01905 723 245.